Indeed, was another attack on tourism. This time, the Christmas joy in Berlin shattered. That's sad, sad news that was breaking last night. A truck driven into crowds of people who were enjoying the Christmas market, a bit like the one we have here in Belfast, only on a bigger scale. 12 people were killed, dozens were injured, and it seems to have been a lone wolf terrorist attack. Let me speak to Doreen McKenzie from the travel agency representatives ABTA. Doreen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Doreen, we always seem to have a conversation whenever a tragedy happens at a popular tourist attraction, and Berlin is a very popular city. Christmas market in Berlin, as good a reason as any to get on a plane and go there. Are people going to be hesitant now, even travelling to what would be seen as the safest of places?
I think people are becoming more used to incidents. And human nature being as it is, I think people think, well, there by the grace of God go me, you know, that it's not going to happen to me. You never think the fire engine's going to your home. So we haven't seen all these different various incidents of different levels having a big, big impact on people travelling. They're still prepared to travel. And that's a good thing because it's not letting the terrorist win. But we are asking people to be vigilant and to be careful. And if there's large crowds gathered, no matter what country they're in, that they need to just keep an eye out and try to keep themselves safe rather than just sort of join in with the rest of the crowd and not think.
I suppose the bottom line is, we can ask the question, is anywhere safe?
Well, that's the £10,000 question. You know, you could get killed walking out your door and crossing the road and be hit by a bus. Nobody knows.
Is anywhere safe from an attack on tourism? We could go to London tomorrow and be attacked. We could be in Edinburgh and be attacked. I suppose that's the sad reality.
It is a sad reality. And there are countries that have a higher level of security that do make people feel a bit safer. But nobody can give anybody any guarantees. But as I say, you know, tourism is still thriving. People are still travelling. And that's the way it should be.
But is it really thriving, or is that a travel agent and an ABTA representative hoping that there isn't a crisis looming?
No, even during our recession, when most sectors, most businesses were hit, the travel industry still survived and still thrived. There were sectors that suffered and went bankrupt, but there was other sectors on the back of that who were still thriving. So it is the fact that people want to travel and get away from things. So that's the fundamental bit that actually keeps the industry going. So it's not just we're trying to hype something up, because if a country we felt was unsafe, we would definitely not send anyone there. And that's not in anybody's interest to do that. So we do persuade governments of lesser known countries who their security hasn't been as tight to increase it. Otherwise, we're not putting our tourists in there, and we go very much on the Foreign Office advice on that.
You make a very good point about even when people have a few pounds in their pocket, very few pounds, and they're finding it difficult to make ends meet, they'll still try to get together enough money for a holiday, because there's a feel-good factor with the holiday. It gives us all a bit of a lift. But if people have a mindset that they're going to be in danger when they go on that give-me-a-lift type holiday, well then, they're probably not going to spend that money that they haven't got.
No, I'm sure there's a number of people who are saying, well, you know what, I'm not just going to go on a holiday this year. Certainly the biggest thing we noticed was whenever there was a problem in Paris, that stopped the families and taking children, which is quite understandable. But instead of them not going on holiday, they actually went to Florida instead. You know, they had in their mind they were going to Disneyland, so they just moved to a more expensive holiday, but it probably means they'll not go on holiday the following year. So people were just cutting their budgets accordingly and going when they felt it was right for them and whenever they needed the break.
And our thoughts at the moment very much with those people in Berlin. Such sad, sad news.
It is. It's terrible at this festive time that something like that dampens everybody's spirits, you know, but human nature is good and it's strong, and we'll keep going and we will keep travelling.
Doreen, thank you.